WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire woman has entered a guilty plea to a reduced charge in connection with the murder of a local man and dumping his body in a ditch. Vanessa Kettman pled guilty to felony murder, false imprisonment, and agreed to testify against her co-defendants, Philip Novak and Christina Keppert. The three suspects were charged last fall following the death of 46-year-old Eddie Banks, allegedly after a drug deal gone wrong. Banks' body was found along a rural road near Brankett. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced he will sign a bipartisan plan passed this week by the Wisconsin State Legislature to fund renovations at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The new deal will keep the Milwaukee Brewers in the state until at least 2050. In a press release, Governor Evers said, quote, "This is a great day for Wisconsin. For decades, the Brewers have been a cherished part of our state's heritage and an essential part of Milwaukee's and our state's economic success." And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Bucks are on the road in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Raptors tonight. Game time coming up at 6:30. College hoops, the Badgers women's team, undefeated. They beat South Dakota State 66-64 at the Kohl Center. At 3-0, Wisconsin off to their best start since 2018. The Badgers men's team losing at Providence 72-59. They're at home Friday night against Robert Morris. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Chargers on Sunday. Green Bay has lost 4 of their last 5 games. But how did quarterback Jordan Love perform against the Steelers? Matt LaFleur.
Well, I thought he was playing with a lot of confidence. I thought he was pretty decisive, made some big-time throws down the field. You know, he kept fighting and battling and gave us an opportunity right there at the end of the game and obviously came up short. But, you know, I just see a guy that continues to grow and develop and learn and, you know, takes the coaching really well.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north, switching to the south this afternoon at around 5 to 10. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, 62. Then by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap, UK.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party,
man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning and welcome into the Earl Ingram Show on a Wednesday morning. It's the 15th of November, and I'm your guest host for the day. My name's Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in today. Earl is taking a few days off. He'll be back later this week. In fact, he'll be back on Friday. Okay, so you can look forward to that. Hope you're having a good day so far. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. And the first thing I want to do is give you some headlines. What's going on today, this Wednesday morning? First of all, you may have heard that the House of Representatives yesterday did pass a temporary spending bill, but two Wisconsin congressmen, Tom Tiffany and Mike Gallagher, voted against it. Also, the war on diversity, equity, and inclusion by some politicians could cost Wisconsin hundreds of much-needed engineers after the legislature decided not to fund a new engineering building at UW-Madison. And Governor Evers and the Department of Corrections announced plans yesterday to make living conditions for the incarcerated in our state more livable. Also, Wisconsin lawmakers approved a downsized plan to renovate and update the Brewers Stadium over the next 3 decades. And one more thing I want to mention is that, you know, Thanksgiving is next week. I think that kind of snuck up on a lot of people this year. It's already the middle of November. Next Thursday's Thanksgiving. And of course, the following day is what's known as Black Friday. Used to be a crazy day around the nation when people would line up for hours, sometimes days ahead of time, just so they could get a big flat screen TV at a discounted price. Well, it doesn't happen to the extent that it used to, because a lot more people are buying things online these days. But if you want to avoid big Black Friday crowds and do something different that is good for you, I should mention that the Sierra Club has an event going on, what they're calling hashtag opt outside. Okay. So if you would prefer to spend next Friday, Black Friday, outdoors in nature, doing something good for you, you could check out the Sierra Club. Just do a quick search for Sierra Club and opt outside. They've got programs planned at several locations around our state and around the country for people that want to get outside and do something on a on a November day in the outdoors. And you'll be with lots of other people that enjoy doing the same thing. So check that out if you're so inclined at Sierra Club. So the first topic that I want to try to tackle today is this issue with engineers in our state. You know, engineers, people that design things and plan for things. So what do you think Johnson Controls, Kohler, Epic, American Family Insurance, and Rockwell Automation have in common? Well, if you said they're all corporations with headquarters in Wisconsin, you're correct, but that's not all. These companies are in need of engineers, and some politicians in our state are making it difficult to find the engineers that they need. Let me give you a little bit of this story with a headline that says, Wisconsin businesses need more engineers. Republicans are holding up UW-Madison project that would help address that shortage. And this piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was just updated 2 hours ago. It says here, the Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. The Republican-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would have expanded enrollment in the engineering college. The decision dealt a significant blow to the state flagship, UW-Madison, and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests, but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of this legislative session. And so what the Journal Sentinel did is they surveyed every member of the Wisconsin Assembly, 132 members, in surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project. It's clear many support the building, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around DEI programming.